It is 19 minutes before 9 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Our guest this morning is State Senator Rod Pelton. We appreciate your joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. It's always great to visit with you.
And we're getting toward the home stretch of the General Assembly session for the year. Still a few weeks to go. When you're a member of the minority party, which people in our part of the state tend to be, a lot of times the work you wind up doing is trying to defeat or at least water down bills. And I know there's some bills that have been of concern. Let's start with the bad news, and then we'll move on to some of the other stuff. What are some of the bad bills that you've been dealing with?
Well, you know, we've had another onslaught of gun bills, bills that threaten the Second Amendment. There's bills that are, and they're still coming out, still being introduced to try to raise taxes and stuff. And we just got out of a caucus meeting. We're going to have a big bill coming tomorrow to the floor for second reading. And what it will basically do, and that's Senate Bill 26-135. It will basically do away with Tabor. It'll take and it'll start increasing the caps. It'll take, it's a 10-year rollout, but it'll start to increase the caps and take that excess revenues and put it into, for lack of a better word, a slush fund. They're guaranteeing a certain amount to school districts. And their rhetoric is that it will increase teacher pay, it will reduce class size, but in reality, in the bill language, there's nothing to guarantee it does that. It just goes to schools. And we know anybody that's been in local governments know that they'll put it in their general fund and it'll go to pay whatever they need to, whether it's school buses, lunches. It may go to teacher pay, but it does not guarantee that. So there's going to be some deception in selling this, because it will be on the ballot. The Democrats, they will pass it out of the legislature, and it'll be on the ballot. So there will be a pretty heavy campaign this summer to try to get the facts out there, because what it's doing, when you increase that cap and there's room under that cap after you bring in all your taxes, then they can increase your fees. And there could be a possibility of it may double the fees in this state, along with increasing taxes, like I said, to the tune over the next 10 years, over $38 billion.
So this is being passed by the legislature that would make it a ballot question, because Tabor, that was put into our state constitution by a vote of the people. So the only way to change that, theoretically anyway, is another vote of the people. So this is essentially certainly watering down, if not almost eliminating, the Tabor provisions, it sounds like.
Yeah. There's a table that kind of shows, we had one just, it was put together by Joint Budget Committee staff, fiscal analysts. So it's, you know, just on presumptions. And so this isn't going to be a constitutional question. It's just going to be a question to the voters to be a statutory change. That way, because if it was a constitutional, it wouldn't get out of the legislature, because that would take two-thirds of the chamber to vote. So this is just a statutory change that makes, just a simple majority gets it out of the legislature to go onto the ballot.
I'm trying to wrap my head around all of this. It sounds like, is this their answer to the $1.5 billion budget deficit? Is this what they've come up with to try to balance things?
Yeah, it's gonna give them extra money to spend on whatever, There's a certain amount, like I mentioned, goes to schools, but there's a certain amount that will go to funding whatever they want. I mean, it'll go to the general fund, which then they can just keep funding all their pet projects, all their projects and programs, other than maybe highways. I wouldn't guarantee we'll get another penny for our highways. You know, even though there's going to be a lot more revenue coming in, it's going to go to their more socialist type agenda programs.
So where is this money going to come from?
Well, increased taxes and fees, where they start to raise that cap. It gives that room in there to where they can increase the fees.
So these will be on just various different fees that we're paying the state government now, and those will increase.
Well, yeah, the ones that we are paying now, where, you know, a fee, you don't have to go to the voters to increase. They can double those. They can do whatever they want. So, and you and I know fee is just a tax misspelled.
Right.
It's still a three-letter word. So,
yeah.
And the goal of, especially one of the Senate sponsors ever since he's been here, Senator Bridges, has been to eliminate Tabor. Over the last few years, since we've really hit this structural deficit, they blamed it all on Tabor. If we didn't have Tabor, by golly, we wouldn't be in this problem. And that's just not factual. But this is one way they see that they can eliminate it and without having to go to the vote of the people.
So in your discussions with members of your caucus, what are the plans for how to approach this issue?
So we're going to run some amendments. One of them is to make that slush fund, all that money that they say is going to education, make it go into a fund that was set up last year in the new education funding formula. It'll go into that fund where it will for sure go to schools and not be able to just spend however they want. So that's one of the amendments we're going to run. At the end of the day, I doubt if we'll get any of them on, but we're going to make the argument, you know, this is deceptive. This is the Democrats' way of killing taxpayer Bill of Rights, which anytime it's up for a vote, the citizens of the state love it and protect it to the tune of 65% favorability of taxpayer Bill of Rights. And, you know, the mentality of some of the members up here is, you know, you elected me, I know better than you, and this is what we're going to do. And even though it doesn't poll well, this particular senator is term limited, but he's running for state treasurer. And so this isn't a real good look. You know, I want to kill Tabor, but yet I want to handle all the dollars that the state brings in and invests and stuff. So I don't know. It's just real deceptive, and we just are going to try to bring to light the truth around this and get that out to the public.
Well, I think we've seen this in other contexts, too, where they, I'll just use the terminology, sugarcoat the proposition with something that's a very sympathetic cause.
Yeah. You know, anytime they want to try to get anything, they always say, well, it's for the kids. You know, this is for education. We've got to make sure that we have the best education out there, which Colorado ranks like in the bottom 20% of education in this country. So, but that's always the way they do it. They play to the heartstrings. It's for the kids, you know, and we know it's not. When you really dig in and read the language, it's not. It's just to keep them funding anything they want, basically.
All right. Well, we appreciate the update on that. We're visiting with State Senator Rod Pelton. Let's talk about some of the bills that you've sponsored and or co-sponsored and run in this session. What's the update on some of those?
So I've had quite a few bills already get passed out of both chambers. One that's good for the district, it was a House bill. I was on with Representative Ty Winter from Southeast Corner. Increasing veterinary care access. If you were a vet from out of state and your license requirements were basically the same as Colorado, it's a fast track to get approved practice here in Colorado. So that's a good bill for the district, for all of eastern Colorado. Another one got passed, and it's been through both chambers, is on fuel retailers with the fuel. There was a hiccup in statute and rule that if your storage tank vent pressure was too high, then you were getting basically shut down until you could correct that, which was having to go to the refineries up here in Denver to supply the retailers out on the Eastern Plains and all of rural Colorado, even though we are in air quality attainment zone. So what this bill did, well, number one, we were able to get a waiver until April 15th for all of our fuel retailers in the air quality attainment zones to be able to continue to buy fuel from Kansas, from Wyoming, from Utah, wherever they were getting it, instead of it all having to come from the Front Range. And now I ran a bill to fix that permanently, fix the statute to where they can continue to get fuel from where they were getting it. A lot of times it's closer, so there's a lot less transportation. The costs were cheaper, so we were able to get the bill passed to make that permanent. So far, I ran a bill, and it's basically just to codify what the brand commission is. They're going through updating their rules and changing some things about around lost and stolen livestock. And we were just codifying what they're already doing. That way, you know, the new governor coming in, Polis's days are numbered, thank goodness. And this will just codify to where the next governor can't come in and say, oh, man, I don't like that. Let's just overhaul it. Well, it'll take a legislation to do it now. So I felt that was very important. The brand commissioner is doing a great job, Todd Ingley, getting some good things put in place. And we just wanted to make sure that work was preserved. So that's a few of what I've been getting done. There's quite a few bills I'm on, too many again, but that's just a few of them.
All right. Yeah, it's good to have some positive things going through, and not to end on a negative note, but in these last few weeks, we just talked about the bill that will gut Tabor. Are there other things that are on your radar that you're concerned about as we head into the final weeks of the session?
Well, you know, we just finished the budget. Concerned about that. You know, the mentality in this building is the budget only has to be balanced 2 days a year. That's when the governor signs it and when we do supplementals. And, you know, we were overspent to the tune of almost $1.5 billion. I'm afraid that whenever it gets signed, we're going to be right back having to find some more money or do something. So that, the budget concerns me because we didn't do anything to fix the structural problem within our budget. So that's why 135 is coming, because they cannot make the cuts that need to be made. So they just are all the time chasing more revenue.
So are you predicting you're going to have summer school again this year?
Well, I predict we will, but we don't have any money to do it unless the governor finds some more money, right, in some of his less funds. So But I don't see how we have a balanced budget till the end of June.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's try to find a positive note to end this on. Any good resolutions to declare some virtuous things or something like that?
Well, the best thing we can do is we're now less than 3 weeks away from sine die, and every day we're not in session, there's a day we're not hurting Colorado. So. That's a bright spot I'm looking at right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we will cling on to that and call that the bright spot. But really, really important information that you're updating us on this morning. We really appreciate that, and we'll look forward to checking in with you, I guess, as we're getting pretty close to the end of the session next time we will connect.
Yeah, we'll be done the next time I'll visit with you. And as always, it's always great to visit with you.
All right. Thanks very much for your time. We really appreciate the update this morning. State Senator Rod Pelton, our guest this morning.